Bobby and Lance. Music and memories. More music. Pow.
Yes, we're back here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, and that's right, it's our weekly Wibbage reunion get-together. And our very special guest this weekend is none other than Jay Siegel, the lead singer of The Tokens. Jay, back in the 60s, you guys started your own record label, BT Puppy Records, and you recorded some great songs, including all the hits by The Happenings. But for some reason, you guys decided to sign with Warner Brothers Records. How did that come about?
You know, you're reminding me of all these things, and I'm trying to remember why we did the things we did. But we had a lot of success with The Happenings. In fact, Bobby Miranda is probably one of the best singers that I've ever worked with, you know. And when I listen to those records today, like especially I Got Rhythm, when we finished that record in the studio, I knew right away that was a number one record. And I say to myself, like, we should have done that record, you know. Most people didn't believe that there was a Happenings anyway. They thought that The Tokens and The Happenings were the same, but it's not true. Bobby Miranda had his own group, and they were a terrific group. And we made why we moved to Warner Brothers. I can't remember. They probably offered us a good deal, and I think because Warner Brothers was one of the labels that had worldwide distribution. And when we had Portrait of My Love on Warner Brothers, it was a big hit all over the world. In fact, we even recorded it in Italian, and it was put out in Europe in Italian, and it was a hit in Italian over there. So I guess that was one of the reasons. We just had a little, mom and pop type record company, and Warner Brothers offered The Tokens a deal, and we took it because of their mass distribution that they had all over the world.
Well, Jay, what do you say we have a Tokens double play? First, a tune that you produced for The Happenings, of course, I've Got Rhythm, and we'll follow it up with your big Warner Brothers hit, Portrait of My Love, right here on the Wibbage Oldies Reunion.
Troubled world, we sometimes lose our way,
but I am never lost. I feel this way because
dip, 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 dip.
I got
Portrait of My Love, The Tokens with my very special guest, Jay Siegel on lead vocals. Jay, I know you have to get running, but before you do, we do want to ask you about one more tune, a song written by Carole King, He's in Town.
Well, yeah, I'm real proud of that record. That probably is one of my top two songs that we ever recorded, and I'm very happy to say that Brian Wilson said that He's in Town was one of his favorite records that he ever, you know, that he has ever heard. And that really, I have that on tape, by the way, and that was a very big thing for me to hear Brian Wilson saying that he loved that record, and he thought that he thought that I had one of the best falsetto voices that he's ever heard. So I take, you know, that meant a lot to me.
Yes, being a big Beach Boy fan myself, I can imagine that would be a big thrill for you. Jay, we want to thank you for spending some time with us here on WIBG. We definitely appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope the station keeps on playing this kind of music, because we count on people like you.
Jay Siegel, everybody. We're going to send Jay out with that tune that we spoke about. He's in town right here on the Wibbage Oldies Reunion.
I try so hard each day to shed a little light, to keep each moment of my life both full and bright, believing in the feeling that I know is right. Feeling
Love Song with Changes, and we'll be right back on the Wibbage Oldies Reunion.